In the documents of the Second Vatican Council, the Church made a statement that isn't new or unheard of, but it's rather profound, and I feel it's worth repeating. The statement is this: the family is, so to speak, the domestic church. The family is, so to speak, the domestic church. Well, what exactly does that mean? What it means is that the core family unit, the mother, father, and children together, form what is called a little church, and that in that setting, the children learn the faith, the parents learn the faith, they teach each other, and they grow into know God from that minor setting. And in that setting, the whole church makes sense. Who we are, what we do, all of that is centered in what the family is. And so today we celebrate in a profound way the family. And it's worth spending some time focusing on the family. So in our first reading today from Sirach, and our second reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians, we have the framework of what a family is. Father, mother, children, we get that part. But more than that, what's in it is the sense of relationships and who is taking care of whom. The father and the mother give themselves to their children, and their children have a level of responsibility to their parents. There's this give and take kind of mentality as they grow together. The same thing happens in our letter from St. Paul to the Colossians. And what he says to all families is, live in a spirit of heartfelt compassion, gentleness, humility, patience, bearing with one another, grieving with one another. The family, in the most basic sense, they struggle together, they work together, they celebrate together. That is a family. Why is that so important? So in the grand scheme of things, God, in his magnificence, has formed a community in himself, which is the framework for what family is for us. God the Father begets his Son, and the two giving themselves to each other fully is so amazing that it actually makes the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the expression of love between the Father and the Son, that it's not tied with each other. It's all flowing out of each other, a family. So in the very unit of a family, we see the expression of who God is. But even more than that, for us today, family still is important for us to recognize the beauty of who we are, for we too are a family. And that sounds very odd. So let me kind of jump into it in a way. In our gospel for today, we have Jesus with his little family, Mary and Joseph and Jesus as a family. And they get separated by Jesus' choice. And so they find him in the temple, and he makes a line that is worth reflecting on. Did you not know that I must be in my Father's house? Jesus is telling us that the idea of family extends beyond that little unit of father, mother, children into something greater. And to help us grasp what I mean by this greater family unit, I want to bring in the movie Blindside. If you've seen it, you know that's a very profound movie and worth watching. In the movie Blindside, we have this very affluent white family. And yes, I have to use racial terms in order to make this movie make sense. We have this affluent white family who has everything. They have lots of money, a nice house, they go to good school, their children are very well off. They decide to adopt a homeless black guy, which is kind of odd. And so they adopt this man into their family, a homeless man that they're kind of wrestling with, like, do we want to trust this guy? How do we understand him? And as the movie progresses, they recognize the level of racism he experiences and the prejudice he experiences in school. And so they start to defend him and to really support him as he's dealing with the animosity that comes from the school. Later, they find out he's an excellent football player, and that sets off a whole new part of the storyline. As the movie progresses and they continue to defend him, he steps up at some point and defends the family. And now they are in a totally different place than where the movie begun. They recognize that this person they adopted is a member of their family, which then challenges the way we understand family and broadens it much greater for us. So the broader perspective for us is we also are a family, a parish family. With Father Jeff as your pastor, the title Father is a relational title that it shows his level of giving and also his level of authority for all of us, that he is here to guide and cultivate all of us in our lives of faith. And we are the children of God with the church as our mother. It's family. And so here we work together to learn the ways of faith, to work together to celebrate the good times and to comfort us ourselves in the bad times. We are here to support each other as a parish family. But we can even extend that even wider than that. We have 1 billion Catholics in this world that all profess the same faith. That's a big family. Huge family. And the spectrum to which we celebrate and believe is huge. If you get a chance to explore the world and see how Catholicism is represented throughout the world, you'll see what I mean. We believe very wide but similar things. We also share different political views and ideas on the world and work together in that mentality. We are a family, striving to live out what St. Paul tells us, to live in humility and gentleness, heartfelt compassion, to bear with one another and celebrate with one another. That is part of our family experience. But the family of God is much larger than that too. It extends to all of the people. That includes those who have died. This family is large, with God as our Father, Mary, the Church as our Mother. Theology is complicated, that's okay. One big family that all work together, that support each other and strive for one another, work together as one. This is our family. And so today we, in a special moment, take a chance to recognize who we are as family and to really work towards building those family bonds. So then, I have two challenges for you. Yep, I'm not done yet. Two challenges. Challenge number one, we are creatures of habit, immense habit, to the point where we sit in the same place every Sunday. That comfortable little spot, you know? So here's challenge number one. Not all the time, on occasion, sit somewhere else. Meet someone new. See, if we all moved together, we'd be in the same places again. But if we moved randomly, we get to meet new people and recognize the great breadth of people who are here as our family. So, challenge one, move around, see new spots, get new sights, see a different perspective, play with it. Challenge number two, there's a lot of people we don't know, and I'll be guilty of this too. There's a lot of people we've never met before. We probably don't even know their names. People with different stories, different experiences, different lives. On your way out, meet someone. Go up and greet them and say hi. Since you all have the same challenge, it's not awkward. We know what we're doing. We all know that if someone comes up and says hi, we've never met before, we don't go, ew, stranger, get away. No, we say, okay, we're all in this challenge. I'm going to meet this person too. Meet someone new. You never know. It could become a good friend, someone fun to hang out with. Two challenges. What they both represent for us is that we are striving to become a family. We are trying to live out the compassion, gentleness, and humility that St. Paul tells us. We're trying to meet each other and support each other, be here for each other, so that we may know that we are truly one family.